Today, a Superior Court justice ordered the LePage administration to implement Medicaid expansion. The decision's the latest in a protracted legal battle over the law approved by voters in referendum last year. Patty White joins me now to talk more about the court's decision and what's next. Patty, what did Justice Michaela Murphy order the state to do in the decision that she issued?
Well, Nora, basically, Justice Murphy ordered the LePage administration to implement Medicaid expansion quickly. By December 5th, which is just 2 weeks away, the Department of Health and Human Services has to adopt rules for the law so that people can enroll and start to get coverage. And Justice Murphy also issued a decision on when the law was supposed to go into effect, which she says was July 2nd. And that's important because it allows eligible Mainers to get health care coverage retroactively. And Nora, we're talking about 70,000 Mainers who are estimated to be eligible for coverage under Medicaid expansion.
What about the funding that's needed to pay for the expansion? That's been a major sticking point for the LePage administration.
It certainly has been. Just hours after voters approved the law last November, Governor LePage said that he would only implement Medicaid expansion after the legislature found funding, and he gave several restrictions. He said it couldn't come from raising taxes or from rainy day funds or budget gimmicks, and he also subsequently vetoed a bill in the legislature that would have used tobacco settlement money and surplus funds for Medicaid expansion. So without a specific funding allocation, attorneys for the LePage administration have argued in court that the law can't be implemented. But in Justice Murphy's decision, she says she disagrees with that. She says there's no law that blocks DHHS from using existing funds already allocated to Medicaid to expand the program. And just so we know how much money we're talking about, Nora, it's estimated that the state will need to spend about $50 to $60 million a year for Medicaid expansion, and it's going to receive about $500 million a year in federal funds.
And what's the reaction of the interests behind the lawsuit?
The lawsuit was spearheaded by Maine Equal Justice Partners, which is the advocacy organization that also led the effort to put Medicaid expansion on the ballot last year. Robin Merrill's the executive director, and she was clearly thrilled when I spoke to her.
I mean, there's also just like a great sense of relief because this has been such a long road, and just like talking to people waiting for healthcare and knowing how important it is and how much it means in people's lives.
And Merrill also called the decision a victory for the democratic process. Here's what she had to say.
The executive branch is charged with and responsible for implementing the laws. And this is a law that voters passed, a law that's been on the books for over a year, a law that's been ignored.
Now, Justice Murphy also talked about this in her decision. She pointed out that DHHS has missed every deadline required to implement the law that was approved by voters. And she also wrote, and I'm quoting here, although the governor may believe implementation to be unwise and disagree with the act as a matter of policy, he may not ignore the will of the people and refuse to take any action toward accomplishing the policy objectives of the act.
This lawsuit has bounced between different courts since it was first filed back in April. It's already been to the state Supreme Court. Is this decision from Justice Michaela Murphy the final word?
The case has bounced around. Justice Murphy initially ordered the state in June to file federal paperwork to begin the process of implementation. The LePage administration appealed to the Maine Supreme Judicial Court, which ordered the state to file the federal paperwork, but it also sent the case back to Superior Court to decide whether the state needs to have a specific funding allocation before it could implement the law, which we now know that Justice Murphy says no. But that's not necessarily the final word. A spokeswoman for Governor LePage says that he does plan to appeal this decision. And of course, LePage has only got about a month left in office. Governor-elect Janet Mills issued a statement today that Medicaid expansion is the law and she'll implement it. And she's previously said that she'll do that on her first day in office.
And Patty White's a reporter here covering health issues for Maine Public. Thanks so much, Patty.
Thanks, Nora.